Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Indiana claimed its first rubber match of the season in convincing style with a 15-5 run rule victory over Maryland on Easter Sunday to take the series. Four Hoosier hitters belted home runs. Jake Hanley had two of those, along with shots by Corbin Dickerson, Tyler Cerny, and Devin Taylor, who called game in the eighth inning by ripping a three-run shot to put the Hoosiers up by 10 to clinch the run rule. Taylor reached base all six plate appearances, three by walk, three by hit, a feat no Hoosier has matched in at least the last two decades. For his part, Dickerson went 3-for-5 on the day with four RBIs. Ben Grable opened the game on the mound with four innings of one-run baseball. Dickerson, Grable, and head coach Jeff Mercer met with the media following the contest. Corbin, obviously, especially middle innings, you guys were seeing the ball really well. Can you just talk about what you guys did offensively?
Yeah, we had a really good approach going into the game. We had a game plan, and we stuck to it. It's always big for us, I think, is just sticking to our approach. The swings are there, the talent's there, and you just have to stick to the approach.
Corbin, what's that kind of flow state when you're not only making contact with the ball, but hitting it that hard? What's your confidence level?
It's very high. I'm always telling myself I'm the best guy for the job in the box.
I think confidence is a really big thing in hitting.
Positive self-talk is really good too. So for me, just staying confident. I'm seeing the ball super well, so give the ace one up.
Yeah, Ben on the mound today. It was kind of expected going into the game that we were going to use a bunch of different pitchers, but you guys really attacked early and you were utilizing a mid-90s fastball. How are you feeling today after throwing on Friday as well?
Feeling great. I want the ball, I want to pitch. So they called him on Monday and ready to go.
Corbin, Will at the top of the order today, seemingly always on base for you and Devin. Just talk about what he is up there.
Yeah, I love Will at the plate. He's super gritty hitter. He's not going to swing out of the zone. He's going to make you come to him. So he's honestly a really good leadoff for us.
You feel like that gave the lineup any more length than it usually has?
I think it did. I think it allowed us to get somebody on base early with guys like me, Hanley, Dev coming up in the order behind him just to hit him in. Will's that guy who can get on base for us early.
Ben, we talked to Coach about it yesterday. You guys had to bounce back after a bad game. The pitching staff has looked great in two wins this weekend. What's working for you guys?
I think just sticking to the plan, getting ahead early, getting in those leverage counts, and then executing pitches in those leverage counts to get good results.
It seems like you guys got a lot of timely outs today. Would you say so?
Yeah, I would. Yes.
How nice was it to see Jake get off the stride with 2 minutes left?
What's that?
How nice was it to see Jake get off the stride with 2 minutes?
It was nice. He's been struggling a little bit, and that's because we're getting other teams have pitching reports out there. They have reports of us and what we're good at, what we're not good at. So to see him kind of break open today and get two really good pitches was nice.
Coach, you bring Will Moore to the top of the order today. How important is he to be on base for Devin and Logan?
Yeah, we would put Devin there a couple weeks ago to kind of out of necessity until somebody else kind of rose up and was an on-base threat. We got in this morning and Coach Rutherford said, hey, what do you think about moving Will to the top and moving a couple guys around? And Will's, he's like, he's just been such a good on-base guy. It's a great idea. So it wasn't even my idea. It was Zach's, and it was a great call. Just such a tough at-bat, so dutiful, had a great weekend. And in the first three innings, we had the guy on first, second, nobody out all three times. And so he was critical for us to be able to really go all day. Yeah. He played great defense. He made some really spectacular plays that were in crunch time, too. Big, big plays for us. So, yeah, moving him to the top really helped, but then just not flinching. You know, when you get moved there, I didn't even tell him I moved him there. He just posted it. He knows what to do, so it was huge.
Yeah, the pitching plan today kind of changed when Ben Grable was so good, and you would think with a lot of pitchers up, you would have some short leash, but you really trusted guys like Ryan Rushing and Siebel to make it out, and they did. So what were those kind of talks and decisions like?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't expect Ben to come out as hot as he did in threes and fours and maybe even a five in there, and then he held his velo. The plan was just to go two, three if there was a quick one, and you wanted to go back for the fourth, kind of batter for batter. So that, you know, he just poured it out for the guys. It was all about Indiana, all about his teammates, and changed the game. When you got that link, now pushes the game back. And Rushing, you know, we had some walks in there, but to trust him to come in that moment, again, like their strength is spin down. And obviously that was a tough day for us yesterday. But we were, once you get down yesterday, you got to try to hold as many of those four seam guys as you can. And then we flipped Siebel to pretty much all four seams today. That's why you saw some of the velos up. A lot of times with him, it would be sinkers. But today, a lot of four seams, threes and fours, and tried to lean on that more. But yeah, he was so tough. And that's the Siebel that we know. Just even when guys are on base, he's attacking. He's going to force contact. He's going to force the issue and make the defense make plays. And so for him not allowing the innings to get away from him with three bases and forcing contact, and then we stepped up, you know, Will and those guys made some really good plays and got out of it. I'm just really proud of the staff and honestly Coach Clint to, you know, rally the troops and respond today and have those guys pitch. And you know, it was a great cultural win for them to get back up and get in the fight. You know, I know we've had some big scores, but on a day-to-day basis we've pitched it well. Giving our team a chance to win most days. And then it did it again today. It would have been really easy for, you know, Ben to not fight and those guys to not respond the way they did. And so I'm just supremely proud of them.
How nice is it to see Devin wrap up this weekend the way he did?
It was awesome. Everybody talked about it in this group, but he's been working his way through his swing. And you knew at some point it was going to start to go again for him. I was not pleased the first five innings of the game, you know, leaving a bunch of guys on base, and we weren't offensive like we typically are, where we're more dutiful with you guys in scoring position, and typically we're going to get those guys in, and I was not happy. My body language was probably not very good. I was trying to keep to myself, and we've talked to Devin about the importance of his leadership and the importance of him being, he's not a tremendously vocal person, he's just a really good player, and we've talked to him about being more vocal and stepping forward and doing that. And he walked up and told me, he said, your body language stinks. You need to knock it off, which I love. I love that stuff. I'm all about it. And I can be held accountable. I got thick skin. And then he busted everybody else's chops. He kept saying, like, let's go score 10. Like, let's go. And then he steps up. You know, Will gets on. He doubles the center. Corbin homers. So not only did he bust my chops, which I love, then he got everybody's attention. And then he stepped on the field and then did it. It was a performance that you expect and anticipate from such a tremendous player. And obviously it changed the game, and hopefully it kind of catapults us into to kind of going a little bit here. But yeah, it's a hell of a day, man. One of the best days you could ever expect a player to have. And I'm glad. I'm glad that it was from a leadership position and then also a performance position. That's what you want from your juniors, from upperclassmen, and he did it today.
Coach, I want to ask you about the differences between yesterday's post-game clubhouse and today's. What does it look like, and what does it do for you guys?
Obviously yesterday's kind of frustrated and dejected. And today, I mean, you winning cures all, right? Winning cures all. The food tastes better, your Gatorade tastes better. Like, everything feels better. So, yeah, they're fired up. A lot of guys, I gave player of the game to Devin and Ben Grable. But there was probably five guys that could have gotten it. Will and Jake Hanley, and you know, talk about Jake. Jake, we spent some time together in the cage this morning trying to get him to be more direct and close it off. And his first at bat was not very good. And we kind of talked about it again. Just let's trust the work that we just put in. Hammered that ball to center, and then homers twice. But the feel of the group is in a really good spot, and that's why you just have to keep showing up. You know, baseball is an everyday sport. It's an everyday game. And if you just keep fighting, you got a chance. And if you roll over and feel bad, feel sorry for yourself or pout, then you never have a chance to go and do that. I mean, they come back and tie. I mean, think about it. We get drilled yesterday. We leave, 12 guys on base in the first five innings. They tie the game on a 92-mile-an-hour homer. And then, and again, that guy also hit like three homers, 110. So that wasn't against him, but he was like National Player of the Week this weekend. But like the way you come back and they tie it, and then they respond the way that we did, that's the big thing for me is that response was tremendous.
You got Ball State on Wednesday, very good team. You've seen it once already, and you go to first place Iowa this weekend. What does a win like this do for you guys building to this next four-game stretch?
It changes the practice plan for Tuesday. And it pushes it one more day down the road. You know, you're always trying to find ways to – you know, to push the right buttons and to be the best coach you can and help guys respond and to come back and win it like that. It, it, you know, every game's hard. Every game's, you know, you're going to play a victory field, so it's going to be a big field, and, you know, you're not going to have, you know, some of those homers we hit today aren't going to be homers. They're going to be outs. So you're going to have to be really dutiful, and you're going to be able to have free bases. And, yeah, I think Dustin, coach there, and so he follows really close. I think they scored 60 runs this weekend. So they're swinging pretty good and feeling good as well. And so that's going to be a tough battle. And then you go to Iowa, and there's always, you know, there's a couple teams that we always lock horns with and really battle with. Maryland's one of them. It's a big one. You know, they knocked us out of the NCAA tournament like 4 or 5 years ago at their place. Swept us here 2 years ago. Last year we beat them, and then to win the series today, it's a big deal. And same thing with Iowa. You know, 2 years ago they beat us. They drilled us at their place. 2 years ago we beat them here on a great relay from Devin to Philip Glasser at the plate. And then Morgan homered, walk-off homer off the foul pole, right? So it's going to be a battle. And they're obviously, Rick's a great coach, have a great team. So you're right where you want to be. You want to go play against the – if you're going to make up ground, you got to go play guys ahead of you. So go play them and fight it out. But, yeah, it's a huge day, and then it allows you to have probably a more normal practice on Tuesday and get ready for the week.
You kind of alluded to it. Is it nice to defend home turf this time around against Maryland?
Yeah, it's really friggin' nice, man. That was outside of like a serious illness or a death in the family, you know, something like that. 2 years ago, that was about as bad of an experience as you could have, especially as well as we were playing at the time. And so to come back and defend your home turf and to beat them. And I have a ton. I told, you know, Matt after the game how much you love those guys. You know, when Rob is there and Matt's there, like, they're great coaches. They have a great program. And so you respect them, and they're your friends. They're my friends. But you also want to kick their butt. Like, they want to kick our butt. And so to defend your home turf against them is for everybody, but especially them.
Coach, how have you seen Devin's leadership evolve throughout the season and throughout his career?
Well, today was a huge moment for him. And we've really challenged him to do that, to step forward and to be more vocal. And even when you're starting five freshmen, they go where Devin Taylor tells them to go. If he says go north, they go north. You know, if you don't say it, it's always me all the time. You know, my voice gets drowned out. You know, I'm the guy that, you know, makes the lineup and makes the changes and suspends guys. So I'm not always the good guy. You know, but he's their friend and he's their leader and he's the guy that's in a fight with them. And so when he steps forward and says, like, this is where we're going, let's do it. It means a lot, and it's something that for his future too. It's a developmental part of his game in a vocal way that's critical for him. And we've told him this. I'm not saying anything that he doesn't know, but it's a critical part of his future life. That's going to be the expectation for him to be more like that. And so that, you know, rowing is not just in swing adjustments, although those help. It's not just in running faster. It's in that, what does the game need for me? What does my team need for me to be successful? And so you're always trying to help guys to fulfill all of the requirements of their position, not just the physical ones. And so I'm just really, I told the guys that I'm just really pleased with the way that he stepped forward today. It, to me too, great, that's awesome. Like I said, I've known Dev since he was 13 years old. So we have a really close relationship, and if I'm gonna hold him to it, he has to hold me to it, and I'm great with that.
You guys are almost the exact same position as you were last year. Right now, it feels like you guys are getting healthier by the day. Feels like that from an outside perspective. How does that feel in the dugout, knowing you're almost, feels like you're getting a pitcher back every single day?
Yeah, and Drew Burr's right there on the cusp too. And so we rode Gable hard this weekend, and so we're going to have to kind of see how he feels this week. But yeah, that's the thing that we've just kept trying to push forward and say, we've just got to keep going. You know, I wish that we wouldn't have gotten nicked up early, but it happened. And so no pouting or making excuses. And so, yeah, that stuff helps. And then you're looking, you know, as Brayden Thomas walks by, you're looking at him step up and get better. You know, you're watching him grow. Venice yesterday was really good. I mean, he ran out of gas a little bit, but they've been working on the cutter. And so then the changeup opens up. He got missed on his fastball. He was really good. I'm not saying he's Jack Perkins yet, but there was a lot of, like, Perkins-esque to his stuff. It looked like Perkins. He got swing and miss and weaker contact. So you hopefully add him to the mix. Then Seaboard gets back on the horse. Gilly will be fine. You know, Yarberry is a guy that, you know, I've talked to him a lot. You know, his stuff is really ticking up into that low to mid 90s, hopefully again. And so you got some guys, and you may have to cut it up a little bit, 2 to 4 innings at a time. But just, that's why, you know, as a coach and as a player, you just got to keep showing up. And that's why, you know, Coach Klein and I talk a lot about behind the scenes. And that's the one thing that he and I have talked about. We'll just keep showing up and get some of these guys back in there. We can still do this. We can make a run. Be your best team late. Be your best team the last month. And take it on the chin here and there, but keep advancing and try to get some of those guys healthy and have more of the team that we intended or thought we would have. Hopefully can go do that and then play great baseball the last month.
Two pitchers led minor injuries, ADP and Vogel. What did you see from them? Have you seen them kind of ticking back up in velocity after some small injuries?
Yeah, Vogel was really good. You know, his the third pitch for him has been big. You know, the cutter, it was the pitch that he learned this year. So he missed the whole fall, so he's just learning it this winter. He executed that pitch the other day, which gets guys off his fastball. Velo's not back into that mid-90s yet, but with the cutter and then the changeup, the properties of his 90 mile an hour fastball are still good. And so, you know, hopefully the Velo keeps ticking and he can help us. And ADP's working his way through it still. He's still not where he was, and the release point's not where it was. We're still too many two strike breaking balls in the middle of the plate. But there is more velocity to it. So he's got to keep working to clean his mechanics up. He still leans back, and again, we talked about this with him, so it's not like I'm telling something he doesn't know. To be a helpful piece is important. Hopefully he can get back to a little bit more of himself. Last year, those 5-6 innings outing where he's just dominant. He's just an absolute, what he was this fall, just dominant. So hopefully we can get there, but with the growth of the other guys, it'll take the group to do it.
Indiana next faces a rematch with Ball State, this time at Victory Field in Indianapolis for a Wednesday 6 p.m. first pitch. See you at the BART.